I want to talk to you today about standing bold and firm. Standing bold and firm. We sure do need that in the times we're living. Turn in your Bibles to Esther chapter 4 and verse 14. Esther 4 and 14. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And we all recognize that famous line from the book of Esther, but I want you to meditate upon its words for the time and the place where we're living right now. To be a Christian requires boldness. You need to be bold and stand up and call sin, sin. Call sin by its name. It's sad today to see that so many Christians are too afraid to stand up and be counted, lest they be criticized or chastised or cast out. God is a holy God, and He will not share His power with anyone who is not committed to telling the truth. If you want to ensure, preacher, that you are unanointed in the pulpit, just start compromising the word of truth, the word of God. Start giving book reports for sermons and start waffling on the gospel message, and you can be certain that God will not anoint you. But if you want the anointing of God in your heart, life, and ministry, then stand up and boldly proclaim what thus saith the Lord. Boldly proclaim the truth of Scripture, no matter the consequences. You know, Pastor Charles Stanley has a statement that has blessed me over the years. He has often said, "Obey God and leave all the consequences to Him." I like that. And that is surely what is needed in the hour that you and I are living in today. The Word of God says in John 17:17, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." You see, we have to do things God's way if we want God's anointing and power in our lives. You remember, I've just recently did another radio sermon on Elijah and Elisha, and how that God's way is always through rank and authority. And if you try to have a ministry not going that way, but you try to put yourself in position, that you are not going to have the anointing to accomplish your task. It's the same way here. We will not have a nation. We will not have a Christian nation. We will not have a godly nation if we don't go God's way. And God's way is clearly laid out for us in the Word of God. We have to do things God's way if we want God's anointing and power in our lives. Today we are desperately in need of some modern day Esthers who will risk life and limb for God, who will risk it all for God. We need men and women today who will call sin by its name, who will be bold and be prepared to tell the truth at all costs. If you today are a shy person at heart, there is a way in which you can become bold in Christ. Start spending time with Him and ask Him to give you a heart for the lost. When God gives you a heart of compassion for people, you'll find that you will automatically become bold. Praise God! That's powerful. Let me say that again. So many that I meet say, "Well, you know, that's just not my personality." We have to ask God to give us a new personality then, because God's Word calls for boldness. If you are shy, there's a way you can become bold. Start hanging out with Jesus and ask Jesus to give you a heart for people who are lost. And once that happens, once you begin to have a true heart of compassion, that you're not just being compassionate to be noticed by other people and to be patted on the back, but you have a true heart of compassion, you will automatically discover that you have become bold. Glory be to God. And we must, of course, also be prepared to bear the consequences of speaking against sin, because we will become very unpopular, just like Jesus was. Jesus was ostracized for telling the truth, but it's the truth that will set people free. John 8:32. And I want to say this before we close this devotion. The Lord never created a church for that church to be popular with the world and to be popular in society. He created us as a body of believers to save souls and make disciples. Those who will follow Christ, which means obey Him and become like He is. And so it's not a popularity contest I'm worried about. I don't need a pat on the back. I need to be anointed. I don't need people showing me recognition all the time and then crying if I don't get it. I need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that anointing of the Holy Spirit will enable me to accomplish my task in the kingdom of God. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus was persecuted. He was ostracized at times for telling the truth. We will be too. But the truth, which is spoken in love and with great boldness, will bring peace and stability and security to our hurting world. So stand bold and firm today for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and let God use your life to make a difference in someone else's. Father, we thank You that Your Son always told the truth in love. Please allow me, Lord, to stand up and to do the same. Even though it might make me unpopular at times, I know that I should fear You more than I should fear people. Please give me a boldness, Lord, and give me a passion for all who are unsaved. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.